Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com coming up at the bottom of the hour. Keep it locked for that. But we're going to go to the NFL for now. And Rob G, Kyler Murray making a little bit of news and a little bit of noise. So why don't you bring us up to speed on what's going on with the Arizona quarterback?
Yes, that's right. Kyler Murray speaking for the first time since his ACL injury last season on the Arizona Cardinals team official podcast, which won't be dropping until tomorrow. I wish we had the sound. But he was asked about entering his fifth season with a new coaching staff and a front office because, you know, there has been some narrative around him that he is a tough guy to deal with.
Uncoachable.
Exactly. Kyler's quote here on the podcast coming out tomorrow. I've got to respect the person or understand the ins and outs or the rhymes and reasons for what we're doing. I'm going to listen. I'm going to be coachable. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. But if this blank ain't working, at some point, we all have to look in the mirror.
Rob, you like that comment coming from your quarterback?
I mean, it's better. I think that that's obvious that you're not going to agree with all everything that a coach does, Chris. There's questions. Nobody's perfect. Nobody knows it all. So I understand what he's saying, and at some point you can lose a team or a quarterback or star players if what you're preaching isn't working. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to go. We talk about it all the time. Hard to go against guys who win. You might not like Bill Belichick or some of these other guys, Chris, but like, the proof was in the pudding. Okay.
Right.
We don't
right.
like it, but we won 3 Super Bowls here.
Right.
I mean, seriously. And then you have other guys where it's like Cliff Kingsbury, washout at Texas Tech, Chris, lucked into a job. Lucked into a job because he had a cup of coffee in a suite with Sean McVay when everybody was loving Sean McVay, right? with the Rams. So anybody who had any kind of connection, all
of a
sudden.
How about a few W's? Forget the cup of coffee. How about you have some W's, too?
I agree. But you know, but he got the job, and he got a second contract. He off Chris eating up those last 2 or 3 years. Remember, he got a contract extension.
Unbelievable.
But anyway, at some point, I could see where Kyler Murray was like, okay, this isn't working. I'd rather him not say it out loud.
Right.
But it's not – what he's saying is not crazy to me.
No, the problem, obviously, I mean, if a Tom Brady says that or a Patrick Mahomes or somebody that's, you know, proven themselves, that's one thing. That's the challenge for Kyler, and that's why it just doesn't sound right.
Right.
Because, look, he's made 2 Pro Bowls, but we have to be honest, he hasn't proven himself. And a lot of people at this point, and I think you may be one of them, Rob, a lot of people think he's on his way to being a bust. Might be a little too strong.
He
maybe
can't be a bust because he made the 2 Pro Bowls, Chris, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, people thinking of him now is he's going to be all right.
But he's going
special.
The other way.
Right, right. And I'm not necessarily on that train. He did have – the Pro Bowl years were really good, and he dazzled us. He could throw it. He could run. He obviously had the surgery, knee surgery, so maybe we'll see how he responds from
that. He also had, Chris, one of the worst postseason games we've ever seen.
It was a horrible game. It was a horrible
game. Just a
horrible. And not only – look, we get it. You're a rookie. Lamar wasn't great in his first, you know,
but he was.
Game. But he made – on top of just being bad, Rob, he made some incredibly poor decisions.
Threw the ball. You remember, they threw in like 2 interceptions at the 5-yard line.
He had no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 137 yards passing. And, those decisions, right? And that's where at every other level he could just play on instinct and get away with it because he was so much better than everyone with his athleticism. That won't cut it in the NFL. And that's part of his issue, Rob, is that at least the reputation is that he's still, or at least had been, still trying to play off of instinct, athleticism, feel, and all that's good and important and fine and dandy. It's nice to have, but you can't be all that. You have to have that and the study, the smart decision-making, the craftiness, all of that has to be a part of it. And look, it's no secret. I mean, they put in his contract that he had to study.
Chris, that was the biggest indictment, and that was
right
after he got a $230 million deal. A, that his agent even allowed them to put that in there, Chris, as if that wasn't going to get out. Like what?
And I'm sure he knew.
Yeah,
you know,
if I'm the agent.
Cleared it with him.
That just, there's no way that gets written in. I would say, I wish you would put that in. There's no way.
Well, that was probably at the time, and they obviously amended it because they came back and took it out. But at the time, that was probably their stipulation, right?
And then,
this is how you're getting it. He doesn't study enough. We're going to put this in, make sure he's, and it what was it, 4 hours a week?
4 hours.
So, it wasn't even a lot.
At 4 hours film study, Chris, outside of the facility, without a TV or video game on. So he just could, like, they had
What's
to put that in
he
there.
Loves? Call of Duty, Rob G, is that it? Call of Duty. I never played it. Have you?
No. I'm not in the video game era. I was past that. The
I
other thing
in
too.
Television and Atari back in the day.
Yeah. The big,
Tecmo
what was
Bowl.
It? Yeah. but he also had the well reported rift between him and Cliff Kingsbury we talked about, Chris. Remember he told him to calm the F down and all that kind of stuff. And, last year, he was only 3-7 as a starter. His completion ratio, percentage, TD to interception ratio, yards per game, were his worst all since his rookie year.
Right.
Passer rating, QBR, yards per attempt were all lowest of his career. I mean, it was an ugly year. And then don't forget, former people who know him all questioned him. Steve Keim, the GM, Chris, the former GM. Patrick Peterson, remember that? Kevin Beecham.
Wasn't he on TV, Patrick No, it was Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah. And
they
you
were ripping him, and Larry was just kind of sitting there and not defending him.
Right. Like they could have stopped him.
Which was a big indictment, because Fitzgerald's obviously very well respected.
Big time. And so anyway, I'm just saying, like, this is all the stuff, lowlights of the last couple of years. And I don't know. It's just like that. Like I feel with Buffalo, Chris. I just don't feel them.
He's in worse shape than Buffalo.
Right, but I'm just saying. But he's on that track where I don't feel like he's going to go up. Like, here's the bounce back year. Oh my God, he's going to be a Pro Bowler. Oh, they're going to win 12 games. I don't feel like that at all about Kyler Murray or the Cardinals.
Well, I'm not as down on him as you, and I get, you know, why you're down on him, and it's been bad. It's been a bad year or so for him. Year and a half, 2 years, whatever.
Almost 2 years, yeah.
Yeah. I get it, but I also think he's too young and shown too much promise to write off. And here's the other thing, Rob. He plays in the NFC. That is huge. Because we know where most of the great quarterbacks are at. They're in the AFC. In NFC, you got Dak Prescott, who is not a great quarterback. He's a very good quarterback. The Giants, Daniel Jones. You got Jalen Hurts, great. For 1 year. I mean, I think Hurts will keep it up because his character and his leadership and his work ethic are incredible. So I think he'll do what it takes to continue to be on this path. But then you got some good, you know, people expect Justin Fields to have a nice year. Jared Goff, right? And Jordan Love, Kirk Cousins. I mean, Rob, you look at the NFC. Now, their division, Bryce Young with Carolina. Heck, who's starting in Tampa? Baker Mayfield. Not their division, but the NFC South. I'm sorry. And then in the NFC West, you get Stafford, who there were reports that they were trying to move him.
I saw that story,
Bryce,
yeah.
Yeah.
They gave him all that money, Chris. You know, they won the Super Bowl. They got what they wanted, but they were trying to get out of that.
Yep, yep. Brock Purdy and San Fran and Geno Pizza Man Smith. That's what you call him, Geno's Pizza or whatever.
Geno's Pizza. And you know what? Extra cheese he had this past season.
Rob, you see what I'm talking about? Yeah, I mean, the NFC, if you're a struggling quarterback, it's the place to be. AFC be in deep trouble. NFC, if he can turn around, he's got a new coaching staff. It's like a new lease on life. This is a huge year.
And if he doesn't get that done, and I hear you, your point is well taken about the difference between the quarterbacks in the AFC compared to the NFC. But it's also scary, though, that if he doesn't get there, Chris, you know what I mean, or doesn't turn around in the NFC, like,
well,
where are you going from there?
You and I, when he was making those contract demands, we were like, what?
We thought it was premature.
It was right. It was during the height of his career, but we right after that bad playoff game, if I'm not mistaken.
And we were like, we wanted to see one more year. Like, why rush it?
Right.
It was just like, just why rush it?
Absolutely.
But remember, he made a stink.
He was smart, and we admitted if you were in his shoes, it was smart to do. Because think if he hadn't done it, Rob, right now, he'd probably be about to play on last year of his deal, maybe.
Because he forced their hand. Remember, he scrubbed his social media.
Yep.
He was angry. I mean, it was
– He was smart to do it. Because if he doesn't resurrect his career – at least he got that huge contract, you know? And I'm going to give him a shot. Thing is, he's small, Rob. And, you know, it's not like when people talk about small quarterbacks and the height and all that, it's not that they're discriminating. They're just saying, you know, you got to be able to see over that line. I mean, you got big pass rushers and offensive linemen in front of you. So he's got to overcome that, which, you know, he has most of his career or football life, at least in college and pro. So I'm not ready to write him off, but I do think this is a huge year for him, Rob.
It is. And it'll be interesting to see. I don't have that much confidence. I'm not saying that he's not going to be able to play well at all. But he's got to kind of reestablish himself to me, like just looking – and saying, this guy has He's okay with the knee, Chris. He's all right. He's still mobile. He still makes magic happen. And, you know, we talked about it. Like, where his career went and where the Cardinals went. Chris, the year, a few years back when they were 7-0, you remember the Packers came to the desert and beat them?
Yep.
That was their. They got off to a great start. It looked like everything was. Yeah, it's been bad since then.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Do you think Kyler Murray can resurrect his career? Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, the fresh scent of Irish Spring. And those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. 877-99 on Fox. Can Kyler Murray resurrect his career? And soon, your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off here on the Odd Couple with Mark in Sacramento. Our guy, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? What's happening, guys? It only took till July before I actually have a football conversation with
you guys.
That's
right.
Thought about it.
Real quick,
I was driving over the weekend and going to get some dinner with my lady friends. And I think you guys are haunting me. I get out of our car to go in. I hear Chris on Shine. I come out.
Oh yeah.
I hear Rob on George Reister.
Wow.
My ass.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Wow. That is. Yeah.
I know. You know, on that night I made him into George Wrongster, you know, but that's another story.
Hey, real quick on this one, the kid is highly skilled in two sports, that's obvious. I think he just needs to grow up and somebody needs to tie his ass up in a film room with that video game controller and turn it on all night and make him start watching film. But he just needs to mature. He's highly skilled and get healthy.
Yeah.
My girlfriend says when she watches some games with him, she likes it. She says it's like a bunch of big guys chasing a jackrabbit.
Right. No. His athleticism is incredible. No doubt.
No doubt. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you. Thank you. Yep. Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Kyler Murray can refire his career and get himself back on the right track. But to me, this man is on thin ice based on the fact that he ran Cliff Kingsbury out of town. So they have a new first-year coach who's only 40 years old. What's his name here? John Gannon. He's only 40 years old, the coach, so he's young, wet behind the ears. And then you got a new offensive coordinator, Drew Petzing, that's coming in to run the show. Here's the thing with Kyler that really concerns me. He seems to have a Napoleon complex. He seems to have it in his mind that people, can, you know, it's going to be his way at the end of the day, and nobody can tell him what to do. You have a couple instances where he's on the sidelines going back and forth with Cliff Kingsbury. They're arguing over what play to be called, what direction they're going in. And they already had somewhat of a volatile number one wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. So, Kyler Murray, you should have been the voice of reason. You should have been the Josh Allen calming down the Stephon Diggs, who's going off as a diva wide receiver. But you're right there in line being a prima donna yourself. And so that's why I think with a first-year head coach who's super young, a whole new system, Kyler doesn't seem to be the type of guy that let's figure this out, let's work together. Like, he seems to be like off on his own island. I do things my way. You know, I've been successful, great high school player, great college player. And then I do think there is something to him being like 5'8", 5'9", and what it took for him to be a number one overall pick and be in the NFL. I just think he isolates himself, and he just that supreme self-confidence hurts him when it comes to when you're in the NFL. And here's my point at the end of the day. You'll be out of the league in 5 years. Nobody cares if you're number one pick. Nobody remembers Marcus.
No. That plays out after a while, right?
Yeah,
right.
I mean, look at Baker Mayfield. He's just holding on
exactly,
for your life.
Exactly. Yeah. That, like, Sam Darnold.
He's going to have to learn to adjust, no doubt.
But, yeah, nobody cares after a while. Like, Jamarcus Russell, Chris, wasn't he number one?
Yeah.
Jamarcus Russell, where'd he go? 877-99 on Fox. If we wanted to squeeze in another one or two, we could still do that. Arizona, Chris, is it good to have a young coach when Kyler Murray's trying to reset his career? Is he going to have confidence? He already had Cliff Kingsbury.
Coach who he had a history with. I mean, good history, right?
Right.
They had a good relationship, and you see how that went. So,
didn't they have the same agent representing both of them, I think?
I'm not sure about that, but, I mean, you know, it dates back to high school, their relationship. So, it boils down to, Rob, like you and I said, they really tied themselves up in knots when they gave him that contract prematurely. We've seen a lot of deals that are given, Rob, after the third year, which is, you know, you don't have to do it that early. We've seen a lot of them go awry. Carson Wentz comes to mind, yeah. Right? And this one, we'll see. I mean, he's not there yet, but it's interesting because, you know, Carson was a guy in somewhat similar. I mean, you know, he showed incredible promise. And then when he struggled, people, and I think rightly so, kept believing in him, right? The Indianapolis and, you know, other places, Washington, gave him a chance, and he wasn't able to recapture that magic. And
part of it, Chris, is it's just not that many quarterbacks out there, despite what we believe in college football. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not that easy to be like, okay, well, we'll just move on and get somebody else. That's the reality of it.
No. Right. So they're going to give him every chance. And, you know, he is dynamic. And hopefully it works out for him because it would be great for the league. But he's got an uphill climb for now. And I think the best thing he can do is get in that film room.
He's got the physical tools, if serves the athleticism, the arm, and things like that. But he's got to get that mind game right and that discipline, Rob, because, you have to really be studied up to succeed in this league, particularly when you are a small quarterback. All right, Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble is next. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio, right now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Fowler Fair here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Same way we go around the diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball, nor do so properly. We had to bring in the guy who was repping hard for MLB Bro at the All-Star Weekend. The guy who is single-handedly carrying the Inside Parker podcast ratings.
Wow. Yes, sir.
None
yes,
other sir. Than J.R. Gamble.
What's up, fellas?
What up, man?
I'm back. I'm still on the Seattle high.
You called that a classic?
No. The
Midsummer classic. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Actual game was a complete bore.
Yeah. Couple nice catches early, and then it was downhill from there.
Yeah. In the first inning, two great catches. Yep. Right to start. Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah, I left in the first inning.
JR, thanks for being honest, because Rob was like, oh, it was awesome. It was a wonderful game. By far the best.
No, the week, the festivities and everything that we did along with that was outstanding. Yeah. We had a great time there. We had five staffers. We went to the Players Alliance party, Chris. A lot of Blue Moon was flowing. Did you see my little Blue Moon? Yes, we did that. And Chris and Rob G, you saw this too. MLB Bro hats all over the All-Star game.
Wow.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, you were like not cool if you didn't have an MLB Bro hat, you know?
That's right.
That sounds like a shot at Chris Broussard. All right, we move on.
You were not cool if you had
one. All right, here it is. Fowler Fair on the Odd Couple. J.R. Gamble, star of this segment. I got three questions. And they're all going to go and share their thoughts on each MLB topic. Let's get started. Question number one. Angels two-way star Shohei Ohtani is currently on pace to hit 57 home runs. But CBS Sports is predicting he'll hit at least 60 before the season is up. JR, easy question. Fowler, fair to say Ohtani will hit 60-plus dingers this season.
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I'm saying playing in what probably will be meaningless game by then will help him hit more, but I still dare say he's not going to reach 60. In fact, I predict that his production will drop off, fellas, dramatically in the second half of the season, and the potential for injury is always there. Of course, I'm not wishing that on him, but if the Angels are actually competing for a division, I think the probability of him hitting even, 57? Drops tremendously as the combination of pitching and hitting in meaningful, super competitive games may start to affect his overall numbers. I just don't think the second half is going to match the dominance of the first half.
Haters in the house! Because I know Rob Parker's going to say the same exact thing. I'm going
woman.
With fair.
It's a fair ball.
Y'all can't handle the truth. This man is dominating baseball like a 12-year-old playing in Little League,
really?
And y'all don't like it. Yeah, he can do it. Shohei all day.
I'm going to go
he
foul.
He's 15 in June.
That is a foul ball.
And JR spot on. With the injuries, they don't have to pitch to him. He's the only guy who could hurt them. Why would you pitch to him in a lineup with nobody else? Watch. He won't get the same pitches. Trout's out. Rendon's out. They watch. It'll be different for a little bit, and they won't give in to him. Why would you pitch to Ohtani in that rotten lineup? I wouldn't do it.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Yankees legend – Fox MLB analyst and Rob Parker's CWPF, close warm personal friend.
That's right. Very nice, Rob. My CWPF.
Derek Jeter.
He came off the podium to talk to Rob.
See, Rob's a big deal.
Walked off the podium, gave Rob the high five. Like, wow.
And in addition to doing that, he made
headlines.
I thought
he was Chris Broussard for me.
Jeter made headlines this week when he said after the All-Star game, he'd like to see the Bronx Bombers trade for Padres slugger Juan Soto at the deadline. Guys, I know the Padres have been struggling, but JR, Fowler, fair to say San Diego be making a huge mistake if they trade Juan Soto.
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Of course Jeter would say that. You know, the captain makes no bones about his allegiance. So regardless of his current working capacity, he's going to try to get any great player to the Yankees. But to me, the Padres can't afford to panic. Like, what are we really talking about here? They moved mountains to get the guy. They unloaded the elite pieces in their organization, C.J. Abrams, James Wood. Soto's a proven hitter, and it didn't work out this season, but the Yankees always want everybody. That's nothing new.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
Let me tell you, they've already – look at the money that they've committed to Manny Machado, to Fernando Tatis, to Xander Bogaerts. I mean, they're already on the hook for those three guys. Once somebody's got to go, and if they could look at it – and Juan Soto hasn't exactly – I know he made the All-Star team – but he hadn't exactly been a house on fire since he got to San Diego. In fact, people don't even talk about him that much because it just hasn't been that he hasn't been that impressive. I don't know if he'll still get a $500 million contract, but if I was thinking long term, and this dude turned down $440 and he wants more than that, he might be the guy that I'm going to have to, Chris, let go.
Huh. Yeah, I'm with Rob. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, they're struggling. They're not completely out of it, but
struggling.
It's not looking good right now. And, you know, obviously they didn't give him the huge long-term deal that he wanted. So they got questions, right? And like Rob said, they've committed a lot of money elsewhere. So I do think he might be the man. It'd be great if he could resurrect himself in New York. But I don't think Jeter's off his rocker with this one.
Oh. They gave up too much to let him go. Right? They gave their whole.
I understand that, JR. I do get that, but they've committed a lot of money. That dude turned down $440. So is he going to sign for $320 now with you? That's my question. Because he turned down $440, Chris. He's going to want $500 from the Padres.
Yep.
I mean, $500 million is what, like a good weekend in the Bronx there, Rob, for the Yankees?
Yeah, something
like
that.
They're printing money, so
I mean,
it's
wow.
No big deal. All right, last one, Fowler Fair and the Odd Couple, MLBBro.com managing editor J.R. Gamble in with the guys.
I'm a woman!
Last one, Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman became an overnight sensation this week when he hit home runs from both sides of the plate during the first round of the Derby. He hit 20 right-handed and 7 swinging lefty, JR. Foul or fair to say Rutschman's switch-hitting showcase was even more impressive than Vlad Jr. winning the whole thing?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
And I met his dad, who's a great guy.
Yeah, we talked to him. You remember? We did. We had a great conversation with his dad.
Yep. But as often happens in the MLB Homer Derby, the best action was at the beginning in the first round when it seemed like everybody was just at their peak strength. You know, Rutschman was very impressive. But to have I believe Vlad's father won a home run derby.
Right.
So to have a father-son combo there, I say that's more historically impressive. But what Ashley did as an individual feat, it might go up there with the, you know, Griffey off the warehouse or Josh Hamilton demolishing 28 home run balls at the old Yankee Stadium. But I like the father-son thing there.
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah, I'm with the father-son theme. And
let's
also
go.
I thought Julio Rodriguez is 41.
Oh, yeah.
That was a record, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, not taking anything away from Rutschman, but 41? That was crazy. And
that was
I knew he wasn't going to be able to follow it up, right?
you knew he was going to be.
Well, because
like,
he was going to be
tired.
Homered out, right?
Yeah,
right,
too worn
right.
out. So I get he had to do. He had to stick with it because he was going against Pete Alonso. But I knew I was like, man, he's going to wear himself out, and sure enough, he did. But I thought that was the most impressive aspect of the derby.
Chris, I'm with you. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I'm with you. And Julio in his home ballpark with his crowd there.
Right.
To put on that kind of a show. I mean, like to hit that many balls out of the ballpark. And we even talked to Mookie Betts, who said he never hit home
what
runs.
What Mookie hit, four?
He had 11, right? I know, he had 11. But he said he never hit home runs in batting. And I said, like, how are you going to get this if you don't hit home runs in batting practice? How are you going to do this on a derby? He said, I have to wait and see how it plays out.
I said, what's your strategy, Mookie? He said, I don't have one.
Yeah.
He said, get past Vladdy.
Yep, and guess what? It didn't materialize. But anyway, I'm with Chris. Julio
that
Rodriguez
was your pick.
Is unbelievable.
That was Rob's pick.
I did pick Mookie.
And me, the non-baseball guy, picked Randy Arozarena.
Arozarena, yeah. There you go.
He came close.
He was impressive, too.
Yeah. He got some personality.
Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorites.
He loved it. I mean, he loved the spotlight.
And if you want more bad baseball picks like Rob Parker picking Mookie Betts to win the Derby, make sure you download and subscribe to the Inside the Parker podcast.
Like, as great as Mookie is as a player, that would be like picking Nikola Jokic to win the dunk contest.
No, I mean, you guys have no confidence in the Mookster. I had confidence. All right.
Yeah. You have more don't forget, that's than why, the Mookster did.
And you can hear J.R. Gamble on the podcast as well, Inside the Parker. It's out right now. We did a special All-Star one, Chris, on Sunday. We came back with another one today. And J.R., who's been a part of the Inside the Parker for the whole entire run. But anyway, he'll be filling in for you. JR, is that Friday or Thursday? I don't know what day you're on. Thursday.
Mañana.
Tomorrow.
Mañana.
Tomorrow,
wow.
Chris.
JR, do your thing.
Tomorrow.
Take it to Rob. And for what it's worth, I never miss Inside the Parker.
Oh, there you go. All right.
That's right. Our man, JR Gamble. Great stuff, bro. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Have a good night. More I couple coming your way. Thank you. Fox Sports Radio.
He emphasized the D.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that.
Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Not going. 2-2 to Diaz. Is hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front. At 32 years old in his All-Star debut, a go-ahead home run.
All right, that was the Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. About to sign off. We got one last segment on a Worship Wednesday. We, of course, are live from the TireRack.com studios. And, Rob, since you were off the last 2 days, you didn't get to weigh in on Wimby. So Wimby. He had a up-and-down weekend. First game, 9 points, 8 rebounds, 2 of 13 shooting. 5 block shots look great on that end of the floor. And some people, Rob, on Twitter calling him a bust. Jerry West compared him, though, to Bill Russell after that game. Wow. And then that was even before this game, too. Wimby goes for 27 points, 12 rebounds, three blocks. And really looked like a completely different player. Got to get stronger, no doubt. But from what I saw, I saw nothing to deter me from thinking that this dude's going to be a superstar. But what were your thoughts?
I was ready to give him a nickname after game one. I was going to call him Gumby, not Wimby, because, Chris, it was not
Gumby
pretty.
Yama.
Yes, and he also, you know, when he got posterized, that's not something you wanted to see. But he did bounce back, and I'm not, you know, people have watched him for years, and I'm going to believe I'm with you. He'll be a star. I don't know how big of a star, if he'll be that guy that they think he is, the next LeBron or whatever, or on that level will be, you'll say, Jordan, LeBron, and Wimby. I'm not so sure of that part of the equation, but I don't think it's a mirage or he won't excel. He looks very talented and skilled, yeah. And I do believe he'll be a star. But how big, that's yet to be determined.
Yeah, I think he's going to be huge. I mean, I think you said star. I'm saying star, superstar. Yeah, we can't predict at this moment that he'll be in that Tim Duncan class, that Larry Bird Magic, that LeBron Jordan class. I mean, you can't say that. But he does look like he's going to be a superstar, and I see why everybody's raving about him. Rob, I would have liked to have seen him play more. I'm sorry. We're load managing in summer league now. It's just, it's ridiculous. And one of the things, particularly in game one, that even NBA players who were watching the games commented on, he looked fatigued. That tells me he needs to be out there playing. He needs to, you know, get used to the strength of the NBA. These aren't even NBA guys, but the you know, peripheral NBA players in the summer league. And I just think that, Rob, we've seen it. The overly cautious method, where's the evidence that it works? Obviously, no one wants to see him go out there and get hurt in a meaningless summer league game. But at some point, you just have to play.
You have to play. Come on, he's a kid. My God.
Right.
Like, stop it. Everybody's not a China doll, Chris.
Thank
stop.
You. That's how they're treating these guys. I don't want to, I'm not going to buy into the old, it's all the media's fault. It's certainly not all the media's fault. I think this is a, you know, some people have said because we focus so much on rings, now all people care about are the playoffs. It's really getting bad, Rob, where, you know, the NBA had to put in the rule you got to play 65 games in the regular season to be eligible for postseason awards because teams, and not just players, teams are treating everything but the playoffs like it doesn't matter, Rob.
Right.
They really are. Just get through it, right? Just get through it and qualify.
It's so disappointing as a guy Chris, who's covered the league for a long time and watched basketball. I mean, I used to schedule my time around games, and you know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
And I did. I watched start to finish. I watched when it was 2-0. And I, you know what I mean? And watched the entire game, Chris.
Yep.
And it's harder and harder to watch, and that's disappointing to me. I don't want to just wait till April to turn on the NBA. Really? Is that what you want from me? To not turn it on or just watch the highlights and read stories, Chris, instead of watching the entire game? That's
this approach is not going to help the regular season ratings. And you and I talk about this a lot. Of course you want to win, but it also is a business side. I can't remember who was saying that earlier. One of our guests was saying it's also a business. It might have been – it was Trey Wingo when he was talking about the Jets, right, on Hard Knocks. And that's the thing. Like, of course we get it. You want to win and you want your guys healthy for the playoffs. But it's a business 1 through 82 as well. Those games matter for the fans to come out and things like that. So I just believe, Rob, that you get your body ready for the strain and the impact of NBA games by playing. And so, you know – I'm disappointed, but it is what it is. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker signing off on this Worship Wednesday. But keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM 83 for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Those brothers bring heat!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.